biggest dating red flag?
Is it being on the DL?
You're on the right track. I have my answer.
Is it close enough?
You want to guess one more time what would be a red flag for me?
Bad music taste?
Oh, that is a good one.
Because that's one for me.
That
sure.
is a good one.
Like, that's what not do you what mean you don't listen to Michael Jackson? But okay.
Okay. This is a huge red flag for me.
All right. you know what's so crazy? I was going to say men. I was
like,
going to say
you already
men.
Know. Like, I mean, strike one. You're a man.
Yeah.
And you're heterosexual.
Yeah. I was going to say.
So the biggest red flag is that we're men?
Her answer was straight men. So heterosexual men is a big red flag for Doechii. And it's been getting, you know, going around. And people have a lot of different opinions about it. The discussions have been very interesting, to say the least. But that mixed with the whole Anthony Mackie thing, I think we're heading into some very dark times. If you're a straight man out there. So
what was the Anthony Mackie thing? Am I missed something?
What yeah, I missed that one.
You did? You missed that one?
Yeah.
Oh shoot. I gotta find that for y'all.
It's been a while since I spoke on on the podcast without guests. You know, I speak for all men out there and I say, we don't care anymore.
Help the bear.
All I'm saying is I'm good with my homies. And if y'all don't want to give me love, they will.
They will. Pretty much what he was saying was how he raised his son.
How he what?
How he raises his sons. He's raising them to be respectful, strong men.
Oh, Captain Falcon.
Yeah, Captain Falcon.
Captain Falcon. Respect his name.
He's Captain America now.
Captain America.
My apologies.
But yes, that's been going around in the stratosphere, the social media.
So that's been trending along with the whole not liking straight men thing.
From Doechii, yeah. So okay. That's been
and Doechii is
hot topics. The new female rapper who is doing numbers right now, won a Grammy for album of the year. I think was it album of the year or a rap album, something like that.
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Okay, Adams. Thanks for Adam's that out small of touch. Tidbit.
But yes, that's where we're at. There. That's sorry. Where we're at. And
you were somewhere else.
Everything going on. Just be safe out there, fellas. You know.
Hey, bro.
That's crazy.
Women, y'all gotta leave us alone, man.
Can I live?
What do we do? We didn't do nothing to you.
I wanna live.
I think it's like. Listen, let me put that out there before you go. Just because a man hurt you does not mean that all men are going to hurt you.
Right.
And if you keep shopping at the circus, you're gonna keep leaving with clowns. I don't know what to tell you.
Talk to him.
Wow. I don't know what to tell you.
Talk to him.
Come on now. Come on now.
Some I don't got a type. Clearly you do.
Clearly.
And this bozos.
Wow. Got a red nose, everything.
I just still can't even fathom the fact that, because I'm born this way, that's a red flag for you because I choose to be straight. I don't even understand how that's a red. Like, what else are they going to come up with now?
If you're breathing,
if you're breathing,
glasses, if you smile, if you laugh,
if you eat a lollipop, if you eat ice cream,
if you blow on your food,
if you lick ice cream, you gotta bite it. You can't lick it.
If you eat a hot dog, you gotta break a piece off.
You gotta do the same thing with a banana. Yep. Skittles, you can't just. You know, you gotta
Skittles is different. Up. That's a random flavor generator right there. That's a random.
Shake them up. Just hope it's the one you want. Yeah.
Random flavor generator right there.
Just be nice. Be nice to men.
Taste the rainbow.
Like, I don't understand, man. Like, I just want to live my life.
Because you know the thing is that like she could say that, but I feel like, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but if a man says something
come
like
on,
that,
come
then
on.
Are we gonna get canceled?
Come on.
Because yes. I don't know.
Yes.
I agree.
So, okay. So it just seems like it's very
one sided.
Easy.
My bad.
No, you're right. It feels kind of one-sided because it's like
what's the biggest red flag? Women who lack accountability.
Talk about it.
You want to talk about skills that women didn't pick up? Accountability. If we're creating a My Player on 2K right now,
zero.
What women have at zero? Accountability.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Oh, that's crazy.
Bye. Permission to say, can I? Can we get that clipped? Is that
can we get that clipped?
Can I say that? Is that legal?
We're done clipping me. You got to watch the episode. Y'all watch the episode for that. We're done clipping me.
Well, that's why a lot of men be, you know, taking back seat when it comes to dating. We, you know,
that's
trying to do our own thing, mind our own business. You know, I know.
Chasing the bag now.
Now a lot of ladies be going out to some single events and there's no men there. I think, there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
They complain about men there, apparently.
Yeah.
So
at the single events,
yes.
What would they say?
They're not 6 feet. They're not.
You know,
this,
no.
They're the desperate ones.
Let me stop you right there. Ooh, I saw this. I saw this one.
Were you there?
No, we'll laugh. We'll laugh. That wasn't me. Go ahead, Adams. My bad.
What happened? What happened?
I thought you were gonna say that you were at one of them.
No. I don't even.
I thought so
have
too.
Time for that. I'm literally at work.
You're a famous actor.
Like 60, 70 hours.
You're a famous
week.
Actor. You've been on the podcast multiple times. We know.
One day I'll be famous. But like I you know those balloon pop shows?
Yes.
I saw it as one, and I don't know how real these things are, so correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm not on social media like that. But this girl popped her balloon when the man walked in with his work uniform. Popped the whole balloon.
What was the uniform?
I don't even remember. It wasn't nothing crazy though. It was like a blue collar type of uniform. It was like a regular probably button up shirt, regular pants. His work uniform.
Okay.
Oh, so you popped the balloon because the man has a job, came straight from work to be here to hopefully find love? Because he has a work uniform?
He probably don't make enough. She probably thought that based on his uniform that he don't make enough.
Which has been a big thing for
ladies.
Which
is a common trend, which is a shame because a lot of women don't actually know that that's not your only stream of income.
That's true.
That's surface level. Like a girl walks up to me, hey, Malcolm, what do you do? I work at a hotel.
Pop.
Bang.
Those crack me up. When it's like, bang, 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 you're like, oh.
You know, and one thing I do want to say is that people will clown somebody for not making quote unquote enough. But when you really break it down, there are people who make $50,000 a year who are living very comfortably, better than people who make six figures. Why? Where? Because it comes down to money management.
Come on.
A big firm believer in how much you can keep of your income.
So
I might not make six figures, but if you look at how well I manage my finances and the plans that I have for the future and the investments that I have and the same plan that I have. Oh, now you want to talk to me.
No.
But you want to go out with the dude that makes six figures and only buys
I think it's lifestyle. Like, that's what
lifestyle.
Their whole thing is lifestyle. You have to make enough to finance my lifestyle.
You want an Instagram lifestyle. And that's cute.
Adams. Yeah,
that's cute.
Who hurt you?
The world.
You know, back to that pop the balloon thing. It was a guy that was on there, and he walked up, and the girl popped the balloon, and he was like, yeah, why you popped your balloon so fast? She was like, you had glasses on. He was like, you mad that I can't see?
So I was like, yo, I can't see.
You mad that I can't see?
So I can't change that.
I was born like this. Like,
I think that's what the thing is. That's frustrating for men. It's like they're picking on things we can't change. Like, I can't change that.
It's really disgusting out here. Like, it's really grown to this. Before, it was like, you can't even, like, approach a girl without her thinking that you might be a creep because, God forbid, you approach a girl. But women complain all the time that they want a man to take charge, but then when a man does take charge, you don't like it. I really...
Might as well take a back seat. Take a back seat.
Really confused at how that even works.
They want us to approach them, but when we approach them, they don't want that shit.
And you know what's really crazy? One thing that I heard...
Talk to him.
Is that when a woman gives another woman a compliment saying anything like you're beautiful, I love your dress,
Slay queen.
Oh my gosh, yes, it feels so good. But
they'd be lying.
But then when a man compliments you, you feel creeped out. How does that even work? I'm sorry.
Point.
Do you not want the man that's trying to approach you to be attracted to? I mean, I don't really get the logic here. So I feel like it's just become
so.
Because
you're not the right person.
They want the right person
saying it to her.
It's that right there.
Okay.
It's that right there.
Because they'll look at you like you're a weirdo because you're not supposed to talk to them.
She'd be like, ooh, don't talk to me. Mm-hmm. But speaking of talk to me, welcome to another episode of Talk to Me Nice. You already know the vibe.
That was nice.
That off with a banger, you know what I'm saying? Talk to me nice.
I like that.
It's your boy, Mally K, M-A-L-I-I-I underscore, K-A. Yes, sir.
It's your boy, Will with the visuals. It is I am Will underscore visuals. One more time, I am Will underscore visuals.
And it's your boy, Jason Jordan Music. You can check me out on all social media platforms at Jason Jordan Music. Check me out.
And I'm not even going to announce you as a special guest because you've been here multiple times. So just keep it normal. You know what I'm saying? It's... We left that in last season. Sorry.
No more butter.
We don't use butter. Olive oil now.
I'm sorry. My name is Adams Desir with an S. Yes, my first name is Adams. Last name Desir. That's it. Thank you.
You sound frustrated.
It's just, you know what it is, man. You know what it is. Because
get off your chest. Get off your chest.
Every day, faith.
Every day.
Every day. Day, somebody has to screw my name. They would see.
They have to what? Your name?
Screw up
they
my name.
Screw
you forgot the other.
That's
a clip.
I'm sorry.
That's a clip.
I'm sorry. No, screw up my. Why did I say it like that? Screw up my name. I'm sorry.
It don't matter. That's a clip.
Like they would see my name on paper. And I'm talking about even people that can read, like
talk to
pharmacists.
Him. Talk to them.
I read my name, Adam.
They thought you put the S by mistake.
I know
that
you
put the
see.
S by mistake.
I know that you see the S there. How do you? But then they turn around and then they might get my first name right, but then they'll say my last name is spelled D-E-S-I-R.
Desire.
They'll say either Desire. Or Desiree.
Desiree is insane.
I'm like, so
Adam
you,
Desiree?
You block out the S and you add an E.
E.
I don't get.
I would be frustrated
that,
too.
I'd be one of those. I'd be one of those funny guys. I'd
every
be
day.
Like, I'd be like, Adams. What is there? Two of you?
Boo! Just to piss them off.
Nah, people be getting my name wrong all the time. They be calling me Keith, like,
which is wild.
Like, it makes zero sense.
Which is wild.
Everybody's name on my company email is last name than first name. So why would mine be any different than anybody else's? Why would mine be first and last?
It's true.
I get that joke you just said every day.
Do you?
Is it two of you?
What is you, plural?
That's crazy.
Gotta be different.
Never heard a different joke. I've gotten Adams, where is Eve? Not even not even funny because my name is Adams and the man's name is Adam. Adam.
Oh my gosh.
Adam's apple.
Leave him alone.
Those jokes make me want to peel my skin off my body with my bare hands.
That's insane. Well,
it's wild.
That's
know
graphic.
Like, God.
You know
Mortal Kombat.
It's just
I'm saying, like, what?
I've never heard of anything
he
different.
He wants to screw
you know
his
one thing I never heard of?
Skin off.
I need to know, Jason, how often are we dropping?
Oh. Every single week.
Check out our merch every
single
week. And speaking of saying that, if you notice, we each have a different color on. Like we're a bag
flavors.
Of Skittles
Look
right now.
Look at the flavors right here.
You know what I'm saying?
Look at the
if you want yourself, if you want yourself a Talk to Me Nice podcast hoodie, just make sure you go and hit up Mally K. Hit up Mally K on any social media platform. Let him know
Mally
what color
K.
you need. Let him know what size you are.
Mally K.
And he'll hook you up for you for the low, low price of $39.99 plus shipping and handling.
Nice.
And make sure you go like and subscribe. We're on the road to 500 subscribers.
Yes,
at
sir.
The 500 subscriber, we're going to do a $500 giveaway. I hope it's not a slow month for me that month. But make sure you go subscribe on YouTube. Make sure you go subscribe on YouTube. Hit that notify button so you can be notified anytime we drop a new episode or drop some content. You're not going to want to miss it. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms, TikTok, Instagram, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Make sure you tap in with us because we tapping in with you. Yeah.
You can give me some aneurysm, bro. You're gonna make some pass out.
One thing I do want to say is, please let me be the first to know how to qualify for those $500.
Of course, when we hit $500 or when we hit 500 subscribers, then I will obviously have a podcast episode out. Whatever the most recent podcast episode, you will go ahead and comment done on that podcast episode. You will follow us on all of our social media platforms, and yeah, that's how you answer.
Have a chance.
Okay,
just, and I'm gonna put your name on the wheel.
Okay. Just nice. Cut that part out so I can be the first to do it, and then you tell me to do it after I do it.
But either way, you're still going to be on the wheel.
I'm saying that's not going to improve your chances.
Yeah, you still got the wheel, then we spin it.
Right, but if I go do it first.
No, you need 500 for that snowboard gear.
Give me your Adam's logic, go.
So if I do it first from 100 different accounts.
Okay.
Then I'll have a chance.
So you have to subscribe on 100 different accounts.
Yes.
Okay. Do it.
Okay.
Need the 500 for the snowboarding gear?
Oh, please.
You that saw would how expensive
be...
it was?
I haven't decided it's pretty... if it's going to be a $500 lump sum or five winners of $100. I will decide that at a later date.
I'll be all five people.
That's pretty good. Okay. Okay. Top five. Adams.
How the hell?
Is yeah, that... right? It's not working.
Well, first of all, one of them is missing an S.
This can't be Adams.
It can't be him.
I'm going to choose this one.
Oh, my God.
That's wild. We're
going
to get on to the first game, which is blind ranking.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
All right. The first game is on the category of childhood snacks.
Ooh.
So I'm going to give you a snack.
I'm a Haitian man, so I was never really a snacker, but I'll give him my best shot.
Aren't you from Broadway?
We don't talk about that, please. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I moved out of Broadway a long time ago.
No, you didn't.
I just want you to not
let me live.
Say my business.
My bad.
For the world.
My bad.
For the world.
My bad. My bad, pimp.
I'm sorry.
So this category is childhood snacks.
Adams lives in Mount Laurel, New Jersey.
There you go.
All right. So the first one is goldfish.
No, five.
Goldfish.
Hold
up.
Goldfish is not. Nah, hold.
Okay, goldfish.
Give me a four.
Pump the brakes.
No, five.
Get a four.
Goldfish
five.
Is a solid snack.
Five.
So which one four. Do you hate more, goldfish or pets?
He's a. That's crazy.
So that's how you want to do this.
I think
you don't like pets.
I think goldfish is a solid three or four.
You want to keep a goldfish as a pet?
I'm sorry.
You want to keep a goldfish as a pet?
You probably fillet it.
Never in a million years.
Wow.
Fillet it.
You just see it. You see it there one day. Then the next day, you come over his house. You just eat a fish. You're like, what is this?
It
tastes pretty good.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's a joke.
Oh, that's crazy. God.
So anyway, where do we rank goldfish?
Four.
As a snack? Yes.
Five.
Four.
Five.
Four.
So we're
saying five.
Four or?
Five.
Majority rules.
Majority
five.
Rules.
So majority rules.
Okay.
Four.
Okay. That's fine.
The next one is Dunkaroos.
Who?
Ooh.
Which one?
Can I look that up?
Wait, which one? Which one?
Because I can't eat chocolate.
Yeah, not the chocolate one.
No, I wasn't talking about the chocolate
one. The vanilla one, right?
The vanilla one.
Two.
Yes.
I'm going to say three because they never gave you enough icing.
Yeah, but it still hit.
Mm-mm.
Until I'll say two.
Until you watermelon them Dunkaroos. By themselves.
I never had that.
Why do you keep saying that, bro? Stop saying that. Watermouthing is crazy to say.
That's what it's called. That's what it's called.
Watermouthing?
Y'all never watermouthed something?
What?
That sounds
that means
wild.
Ain't got,
that
means
wild.
It ain't got nothing on it but your saliva. Like, you ain't got no sauce. It ain't got no icing. You're just watermouthing the whole thing.
I don't like
wait,
when you
say
things
saying?
Like that.
I'm not
I don't like
it.
The way you're speaking.
I don't like the way... I feel when you say stuff like that.
I don't like the verbiage.
That's what it's called.
Watermouthing.
Watermouthing. You only got the water from your mouth, which is saliva.
I gotta hear, like, people in the comments have to let me know if that's a real thing.
Same thing with raw dogging.
Okay, I don't know where you're going with that.
That's a.
You literally said it when we were in the elevator.
Said what?
Hey, yo.
Wait, what? What are you talking about?
What was y'all doing in the elevator talking about raw dogging?
We was wearing a mask. We was
wearing
a
mask.
We was wearing a mask. It was COVID time. And you was like, you didn't have your mask on. You was like, I'm just out here raw dogging the air.
I've never said that once in my life.
Okay, Adams.
I've never.
Yeah, that might have been me. I go,
that was you?
That might have been me.
It was one of y'all. It was one of y'all.
But I never said what about thing. That's why I didn't say.
Okay. So where do we rank Duncan Roots?
I'm just a fucking weirdo.
Four. I'm gonna say four because I never had them.
Well, we have Goldfish.
We
at
got
four.
Goldfish.
That's oh okay. Fine then five. Duncan Roots is five. Got to be five.
Oh no, three. All right, three. I'll say three.
Bugging well.
Okay. I'll say
three. There's three, I guess.
Three?
First of all, how you going to rank it five? You never fucking had it.
That's like, what I'm saying. Exactly. I can't give it a valid ranking if I never had it.
So then just go with the other two people.
Three.
I can't, but I might like
one,
the three.
The next one is Gushers.
Five.
Ooh. Oh, you're what? Like Gushers?
Whoa.
Gushers five? Are you drunk?
You like Gushers?
You don't like Gushers? What's
y'all with Gushers?
Two. I mean, no, matter of fact, wait.
Shit bursted in my mouth.
Hey, yo.
That seems a little gay.
Oh, I don't even know.
Oh my god!
I'm not even gonna entertain.
Oh my god!
Clever way.
Oh my god!
Did we already lock in three and four? Right?
Yeah, we got three.
You
four.
Are all right.
Gusher's got to be two then.
You're funny. Clever way.
Jason, what do you choose, please?
Jason,
two?
What do you
two.
Choose?
Two. Two, thank you.
Okay, I'm not two. Thinking what you're thinking about.
Like, what are you doing?
All right. The next one is
yo.
The next one is Fruit Roll-Ups.
Five.
Damn. What is wrong with you, Malcolm?
Are you bugging, bro?
What snack did you enjoy?
You're gonna put Fruit Roll-Ups at one? What?
I'm not gonna put it at one, enjoy? But like, huh? You put Dunkaroos as four.
You
and,
only have two other spots.
And you put Goldfish at three?
I like Goldfish. I
got that, Goldfish was four.
I like Goldfish.
Whatever. Oh,
I got Goldfish in my room.
I'll put Fruit Roll-Ups at five because I'm afraid of what you might have coming next. But
I feel like what he has coming next might be better than.
You think so?
But in my heart, Goldfish is five.
All right, gambling.
And Dunkaroos is four.
I would have put Fruit Roll-Ups.
You want to get gambling?
So
gambling.
Fruit
Roll-Ups.
So
I'll
five.
Put it at five just because.
Gamble it. Go ahead.
Okay, Fruit Roll-Ups is five. So we got number two.
What did he say? Chips Ahoy.
Number two is Gushers. Number three is Dunkaroos. Number four is Goldfish.
Don't
number five is Fruit Roll-Up. And number one is Pop-Tarts.
Ooh.
That's not a good list.
Pop-Tarts, but Pop-Tarts, we eat Pop-Tarts to this day. When's the last time you had a Fruit Roll-Up or a Gusher?
Don't ask me those questions.
Well, I'm trying to, you know.
And for y'all that didn't know, you could heat up a Pop-Tart.
Oh
you can put that in the toaster.
On the box. It says it on the box.
In the toaster. If you didn't know, because I didn't know.
When did you find out?
The box, though.
What episode was that when you found out?
That was season three, but I listened. Or, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I had no idea.
It says it on the box.
But it's on the box.
You don't read it. Well, we never read the instructions.
I don't read instructions.
But they also say it in the commercial.
Okay, well, I think that's valid because Pop-Tarts is not only a
so
snack.
So you a watermouth and Pop-Tarts?
Breakfast.
That's wild.
You can't watermouth a Pop-Tart.
It's dry.
It has icing on it.
So you
wait,
know
what do you just what will you just put your mouth in the, on the Pop-Tart?
What are we talking about?
Like what do you say?
No,
like,
you tell me you open the box,
can you
take it out and just
he said it. He said it. Why
watermouth
me? He said it.
What is watermouthing? Please, what is watermouthing?
That means it has saliva. That means if you had just a dry Pop-Tart, like no icing on it.
Okay.
And it's just nothing on that Pop-Tart but your saliva.
I don't like when you say that.
Cold?
you're just eating
why
the Pop-Tart.
Cold
no,
icing?
Watermouthing to me just sounds like you're put it like you're
what?
Like what?
Say it.
Like what?
Say it. Say it.
Like what? Like
what you say? What you want to say?
Say it, Adam.
He out here throwing it. That's what you want to say.
Say it, Adams.
Just
because y'all taking it one way and
no.
I'm explaining it
no.
what it means.
Yo, no,
wild.
No, I'm not even gonna finish that.
I think that's a valid list. Aside from, I don't
oh
agree with
God.
Gushers.
I don't agree with Goldfish. Goldfish is the most disgusting snack ever existing.
So you don't like cheese?
Really?
No, I hate cheeses.
So you just don't like cheese flavored snacks?
No, I love. Yeah, correct.
Exactly.
No, I lied. No, I lied. I love Cheetos.
Those are gross.
Cheetos?
You?
I hate Cheetos.
Yeah, I'm not a big Cheetos fan.
I hate Cheetos, cheese puffs, you. Cheese balls, any, like, I
that's crazy.
You that. Don't like those, but you like Cheez-Its?
Cheez-Its are bomb.
That's
what
the
you
goofiest
are,
cheesy
yeah.
snack in the world.
Cheez-Its are bomb. Snack?
Cheez-Its are not bomb.
How are they
at all?
Goofy? Yeah, you're eating a freaking Cheeto
bro.
From a leopard or just
bro.
A cheetah.
Bro.
Whatever
bro.
It is.
You don't know what he
is. Exactly.
What is
that's
he?
How goofy is. What is he?
Bro. Bro.
What is he?
His catchphrase is it ain't easy being cheesy. Who's really goofy, right?
Okay, so what's Cheez-Its whatever the freak slogan?
Mascot?
Whatever.
It doesn't have one, it's a Cheez-It.
Right. It can't afford one. Why?
It definitely could afford one.
No, it cannot.
You ever had a
Cheetos are not good.
Huh? Cheetos are gross, man.
Cheetos are not gross. You're bugging.
I'll have cheese doodles before cheese Cheetos.
I don't like cheese doodles because it gets stuck in your teeth and stuff.
True, true. But Jason, I do prefer them over.
Jason, what did you say?
So we had Pop-Tarts, Gushers.
Cheese doodles.
Pop-Tarts, Gushers.
Over Cheetos.
Dunkaroos. Goldfish. Fruit Roll-Ups.
Yep.
Crazy order. All right,
the next one.
That's a crazy list.
Crazy order.
The next blind ranking is childhood cartoon TV show.
Oh, bang. Go. Go.
All right.
And I'm not debating with y'all two either. It's going to be my decision.
Okay.
Oh, it's all you.
All me.
Okay, first one. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Five.
One.
Whoa, my God.
Wait.
Oh, my God. Jason, please.
I grew up on it. I'm sorry.
Hold on.
That was the first.
I'm going to let him do this whole list. I want to see what he comes up.
My fault.
So five.
Five.
Cash grab. Go ahead.
Next one, Powerpuff Girls.
Woo! Powerpuff Girls.
I hate it when he does it because he does it good.
I know. It's clean. It's a clean run.
Every single time.
I'm scared of what you have to offer.
He goes in cold every time.
But I'm going to give Powerpuff Girls three.
Okay. Every single time he does it, it's clean.
Next one, Scooby-Doo.
Oh, I should have.
Which one? Four. Okay. Is it just regular Scooby-Doo?
Every one of them. Four is great.
Tom and Jerry.
Oh, my God, two.
They didn't even talk. It was just hands.
So
it's just hands the whole time.
So you have,
that's your list.
You have Tom and Jerry at two. Powerpuff Girls at three.
Beautiful.
Scooby-Doo at four. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles at five.
Yeah.
And number one is SpongeBob.
You almost said the biggest.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
Please cook him.
That list? You see the list that I just got? Don't screw it up.
Please cook him, chat.
Please cook what?
Cook him.
I agree with SpongeBob being up there because that's a staple.
Yeah, that's a staple. I can't argue with that.
Scooby-Doo's got to be two.
Yeah, Scooby-Doo's got to be up
bugging. The only thing Scooby-Doo had was that theme song.
Tom and Jerry's
three. What?
Scooby-Doo-Bee-Doo, where are you?
Yeah, it had a lot more than that. Come on.
No, not that one.
We're talking about storyline.
What's in Scooby-Doo?
We're coming after you. We're gonna solve that mystery.
Okay,
Scooby-Doo, we're coming after you. What's in Scooby-Doo? Na-na-na-na-na. That theme song alone, I put it at four because overall as a show, it didn't entice me.
Oh wow.
It didn't entice you.
I'm putting Scooby-Doo higher because I got What's Your Scooby-Doo? I got Scooby-Doo. I got a pup named Scooby-Doo. I got the Scooby-Doo movies. Come on. Scooby-Doo, Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah,
the live action was cool.
It was hard, yep.
But as a whole production, I wasn't a fan of it like that.
Really?
I didn't really rock with Scooby-Doo.
SpongeBob
like
at one, Scooby-Doo at two.
No. Mm-hmm.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles at three.
No.
Thank you.
Tom and Jerry at four.
No.
Yep.
And
I would switch four and five.
Powerpuff Girls at four?
Yeah, four. And then Tom and Jerry at five.
It's just hands.
They weren't talking.
I'm sorry.
We knew what was gonna happen.
There's no message.
I'm sorry.
We knew exactly.
Hold on.
That's too true.
Hold on.
Just crashing out the whole episode.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Tom and Jerry, one of the greatest. Stop laughing, please. One of the greatest of all times.
Oh my God.
For how it was created. You're telling me.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it's five.
And with that being said, we're going to the next one. Which is Chris Brown albums.
Ooh. Oh, wait.
Albums?
Albums.
Hold on. We can argue. Hold on.
Chris Brown albums.
We can argue.
I don't know any of the album songs.
Let me just pull them up because I don't want to be wrong.
Very passionate.
So the first one is X.
Can you name me songs?
Four.
On X?
Woo! X?
Four. Mm.
Oh, name me four songs? It had Add Me In, Loyal, four. New Flame, Songs on 12, One on One, Down in It,
I said four.
Stereotype, Time for Love,
As in the Place.
Lady in a Glass Dress! That one was horrible.
Four. Sorry. Four.
I'm sorry.
Four.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Did you get all that?
Yeah.
Four.
Okay. Yeah.
So you said four.
Oh, you're naming it four.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
So is everyone else keeping it at four? Or?
Yeah, I'm at four.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Oh, wow. So majority rules already.
Oh, my God. I get nothing.
All right.
I get nothing.
The next one.
You got a hoodie.
The next one is Fortune.
Oh.
songs off that, off that album.
Don't Judge Me.
2012. Yeah, Turn Up the Music.
That was a good one.
Don't Judge Me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Please don't judge.
Two. Strip was on there too. And Sweet Love. Three. Three.
Two.
I would say three.
Don't Wake Me Yet.
Yeah, because there's other ones I'm looking at.
So that's three.
Wait, no, no, no. You know what? No, 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 no. Two, 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 two,
two. Two.
That's a lot of bangers on there.
Wait, no, 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 no.
Hold on,
three, three. Because there's two other ones.
Hold
on. You might say.
Let's hold on now.
You gotta say three.
Please.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm okay with three.
Yeah, because there's two other ones.
After that, I'm okay.
There's two other ones. Yeah, two other ones. You gonna say?
But we have three places left, so we're good.
All right. So the next one is. F A M E.
That's when he.
That's
really
the one. That's the one. Yeah.
That's when
one.
He popped out.
That's gotta be. That's me. What's one or two? Please. That's one or two.
Deuces. Look at Me Now.
Mm-hmm.
Two.
Yeah.
Checking
two.
Next to You.
Yeah,
all Back.
Yeah.
Yes, all Back.
Yes. Yes. It's one or
all
two.
All Back.
One or two. It's one or two.
Two.
Wet the Bed.
Actually, that might be one.
That's what I'm saying. It might be one. I don't know.
That's one. That's one.
Yeah.
Beg for It.
Beautiful People was on there.
Champion.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes. Yes.
Beautiful
People. Man. One or two. One or two.
I'm gonna give Fame
one.
I'm okay with giving Fame two. I'm okay with that. You guys are making good choices today. I'm not going to lie.
Is it two or one? Is it two or one?
Two.
Put it at one because that has a lot of bangers on it.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to say.
Doesn't it have Deuces on it?
It does.
Yes, it does. It does.
One.
That's the first song.
All that bullshit's for the bird. You ain't nothing but a vulture. Yeah. Number
one.
I got it.
Jason.
Jason, what is it?
I'm okay with two, Jason.
Hold on. Because if you say this other one.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's only
one where I'm like, okay.
Okay, fine. Put it.
You know what? No. I might have to do it at one.
But if you said that other one where you're like, it has to be the other one. If you put it at two, is that really a disrespect?
But I'm thinking about it's not. But I'm thinking about the number of hits he had on. Like I'm talking about like bangers he had on. Fame might be number one. I can hold you.
Fame is one.
Yeah, it's got to be one.
Yeah.
So one final answer.
Yeah.
I guess one. It's their final answer. Sure.
What would be number one?
No, you're fine. It's fine.
No, we got to talk about it after. Go ahead.
The next one is Exclusive.
Songs off the album, please. I don't know the album.
That's the one where he had Kiss Kiss With You.
Take You Down.
Yeah, Take You Down. I Want to Be.
You, Damage, Wall
to
Wall.
That was another banger. That was like another Fame.
But again, it's not
potentially.
It's not Fame, though.
So, too.
Because Fame was when... He was it was after the
Beat Rihanna?
Correct. It was after that
You don't have to say it like that.
Say it like what?
It was after that, but it was also after Graffiti. Remember that, Adams?
Post
yes.
Graffiti.
Post
Beat
Crawl?
I just realized what you said. bro. You're stupid, Will.
Post Beat is crazy.
That's wild.
Post Beat?
Post Beat is crazy.
That's wild.
Post Beat is insane.
But that's when he had to like he. That was his comeback. Fame was his comeback.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, "Oh yeah, all we right, got
so
love Chris."
Let's put that at two then.
Exclusive.
It's either two or five. So
I gotta say five.
Okay.
What is your final answer? Adams?
I think I'm with
Adams?
Five.
It's between two or five.
Because I feel like you're about to say another one.
Yeah, Exclusive.
I wanna be. I'm sorry. I don't know about that.
That is hard. Okay. One. But it's got to be five.
Ain't it stupid? All right. Okay, fine. I'll give it five.
Yeah, it's five. It's five.
For Exclusive, fine. Fine. What do we have so far?
Listen, I
so
said
we have two, we have so. One
mm-hmm.
at Fame.
Mm-hmm.
We have three at Fortune, X at four, Exclusive at five.
Mm-hmm.
So the number two would be Chris Brown.
I'm okay with that.
Songs off that album, please.
Run it. Yo, excuse me, miss.
Okay, that's his oldie.
Pop In.
Okay, yeah, that's fine at two.
Say
I'm fine
Goodbye.
At two.
Run It.
I'm Oof. Fine at two with that. Because those are a lot of old school bangers.
Poppin'.
Give me that. Yeah. A lot of bangers.
Poppin'.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that. But you guys did good.
I'm not mad.
I'm okay with that.
You guys did good.
We're not getting cooked.
No. We're not getting cooked.
No.
You have any more blind Breezy. Rankings? Or can I do mine?
Go ahead and do yours.
Nice.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so for the next blind ranking.
Are you going to play the songs too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
going to
play
it.
The songs and then you'll rank them.
I love it.
Okay. So you're not going to tell us the name. You're just going to
No,
play
I'm just going to play it.
My man.
So for the next blind ranking, we're going to do Black Cookout Songs.
Mm-hmm. Hey. Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
I got to fulfill my inner unk. Okay.
Yeah. Okay,
first,
my, get the food.
That was first song. I need to get my Jesus sandals on.
First song.
Ooh. When
I see you feeling on the drum. Got that fire. You made me lose all control. Got the fire burning deep in my soul. And when I feel you, it feels like I'm in heaven. It goes on forever like a
I'm gonna give it five.
And when I feel you,
understand, Jason. Hold on. We don't know what he has to offer yet. I'm gonna keep it at five.
You're trying to piss me off. That's what you're trying to do.
This is not
you're trying to piss me off.
Where y'all rank that?
Five.
That's called fired up.
Five or four?
Yeah,
four,
I was gonna say four.
Five or four?
Yeah, four.
Let's be honest.
Because I really don't know what else to
do. Yeah,
five?
No, it's a four. It's
okay,
a four.
So four.
I'm okay with four. Okay. If y'all really wanna not risk.
Whatever. Next song.
Okay. I'm gonna go with number two.
I was about to say two.
I'm gonna go with number two. Don't even argue with me. I will sue you.
Sue is crazy.
Me. Yes. Yep.
Follow me. This is a song they played when it was about to eat.
Every time.
Yeah.
Every time. Yeah. Number two.
Yeah.
Long intro.
Number two. Long ass intro.
Yep.
Long ass intro.
So we got two and four.
Yeah.
All right. Two
I'm
and
with
four.
It. I'm with it. I'm with it. I still got to play.
Me.
I still got to play on my knees.
Follow me, follow me. Yeah. I'm hoping.
So what you said, put that at two?
To see the day. Yeah.
Come on.
With my people.
My people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Can all relay. Yeah.
All relay.
We must stop fighting.
We must.
To achieve the payday.
Come on.
When it's taught in our country.
Taught where?
We shall all be free.
Again.
Follow me.
Okay,
follow
so you got,
love that.
You got follow
love
me
that.
At
love
two.
Love that.
You got
love
fired
you
up.
Me.
Got fired up at four, right?
Okay, okay.
Okay, next song.
Oh, one.
Whoa.
One. Yeah.
So wait, what's left?
You have
if we put this at
you
one.
Have three and you have five.
Okay.
Yeah.
You say you gotta slap the floor.
Yeah, look at Jason.
Slap the floor.
Yeah.
You gotta slap the floor.
You gotta slap the floor.
Slap the floor.
Slap the floor.
You ain't slapping the floor.
Oh,
you gotta do it right.
I slap the floor every time.
You make me happy. Wish you could be.
I want to play. I want to play. I want to play the song. I want to play the part.
You think I'm the man? Castle is inside for you.
Yeah.
You know there's nothing.
Say what?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing I could not do. Oh.
Come on, come on.
Before I let you go.
Who got it? Who's got this part?
I will never let you go before I let you go.
Oh, my God. Ready for the next one?
Man, that's
top
a
two.
One.
Top two, number one.
Oh, that's not fair.
Three.
You didn't do that's
yeah,
not
yeah, that's not fair.
That's not fair.
It's gotta be
but
three.
You know what? Fine.
It's gotta
that
be three.
Be two.
Three. Yeah, no matter what.
Should be two.
It's gotta be three.
I will
cause say you can't put it at five.
I will cause a lawsuit. No, I'm not gonna
cause
joking.
A lawsuit.
I will what? I will create a
I'm
lawsuit.
I'm suing somebody.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. This is easy number
close
three.
Your eyes. Let the rhythm
I wish I would have made it at least number two. To be honest.
Just try to fight.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that you can do.
Okay.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Relax
yeah.
your mind.
Relax.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay. Okay. And then what?
Feel that beat.
Yeah.
We can ride the blue jet.
Yeah.
We can ride the what?
Yeah,
we can ride
what,
the what?
I don't know what he said.
Nah, pause that. Right. We can ride the what?
I don't know what he said.
Well, we can ride the what?
What are you going to talk about?
I don't know what he said.
Nothing. We can talk, nothing.
What are you going to talk about?
You talking about something.
You talking about, I ain't talking about nothing.
You talking about
I ain't talking about nothing.
You know what I don't know what he said.
Huh?
Yeah.
Right, I don't know
so
number
you
five.
Said. So you have Before I Let Go at one.
Yes.
Yes.
You have Follow Me at two.
Yes.
You have Rock With You at three.
Talk to him.
You have Fired Up at four.
Uh-huh.
So that means.
Should have been five, but okay.
So that means at number five.
Yeah.
You have
piss me off.
I'm okay with this.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm okay with that.
With this. This is a great song, but
we got feel.
I'm okay with this.
I'm not fully upset, but this could have been number four.
Over Fired Up?
Yes.
I don't know, man.
Yes.
Fired Up is like a whole...
That's a staple.
That's like when you hear it in the... Oh, man.
You ever been to Staples?
When you stand. Have you ever been to Staples? This is crazy. I'm still off the post beat. It's crazy.
Do I do? I'm sorry.
What?
This is five?
You do.
Jason, seriously.
When I do.
JJ.
My love for you.
This is five.
It's gotta be five.
I mean,
man.
This is what you wanted. This is what you wanted.
So you had before I left.
Well, technically,
technically,
I could be fine at the cookout without hearing that song.
Yes,
me personally.
Oh. Yeah. I agree.
Me personally.
Okay.
I agree.
Those other four songs, it has to be played.
Okay,
they
no problem. I just didn't know I was in a room full of racist people.
Yeah. What? The same people that don't like dogs, right? You don't like pets.
Oh my God.
The same people, right? We're in the same room.
Explain me, Adam.
Yeah, explain to us. Let's talk about how you don't like dogs and animals and such.
Is this podcast going over?
You're on your own. No, I'm on.
We got no time. We got a good amount of time. We got 20 minutes left.
20 minutes left?
20 minutes left.
We have no time to explain.
We still got 20 minutes left?
Yeah, we got enough time to talk about dogs.
How much time passed already?
Yes. No?
Not enough time.
You don't want a dog?
I don't want a dog, no.
No? Okay.
I don't ever want a dog. How do you feel about pets? Pets to me are something that I could never ever desire ever in my life.
Wow.
Damn.
Okay.
Ever.
Everybody has their purposes. Nothing wrong with that.
You don't want to feel the loving care.
No, not at all. There's nothing that a dog can ever give me.
A dog can't give me love?
No, a dog cannot give me any kind
of
love.
So dogs don't got feelings.
So dogs don't have feelings?
Don't really care for them.
So animals
don't
have
feelings. Leave
alone. They could have feelings. I'm sure they have... Oh my gosh! No, you guys are turning me. you guys are doing what I told you not to do to me.
Leave him alone.
That's a W list, though.
It's a W list. What's a W list? Define that.
I would have switched rock with you with "Follow Me," but I did that on purpose.
Okay. Nah. Okay.
I did that on purpose. You would have ranked rock with me a lot higher. Had I played that sooner.
I said it had to be at least number two if I knew what was coming next.
Mm-hmm. Rock. To be honest, that could be argued for one, but, you know.
I could. I'm not going to go against that, honestly.
You're not going to crucify me.
No.
That's a good list. Right.
Yeah, that was a
good list. So we're going to get into our next game. It's going to be called Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
My God is good.
All right. Your God is good. All the time?
All the time is great.
So we're going to act like this is not the Price is Right music.
Honestly, you could have fooled me.
I don't think this is the right show.
You could have fooled me.
Hey, Adams, God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is great. God is
good. Okay. All right. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are here for a game show called Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Are you ready to play? We have a contestant here ready to play. What is your name?
My name is Adams. Dizier.
All right.
My name is Mally. Voluptuous K.
Okay. So the way the game is gonna go, I'm gonna give you each person a question, and you're gonna have to answer it.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you answer it correctly, you get that ding. If you don't, you're gonna get a buzzer.
Get that what?
Okay. That ding.
The ding. Come on, now take it easy. Get your mind out the gutters.
I'm gonna keep score.
Right.
He said that ding.
You gonna keep score?
Yeah, let me grab the whiteboard. Go ahead.
I like that. Actually, we might need. Oh, wait, no, you can just say it out loud. It works. Whatever works. That works. All right.
Oh, so the whiteboard wasn't just used for white balancing?
No, we
got markers in here. Markers are all in here. Actually, in that drawer. Hit that drawer right there. We in the studio, yo.
Stu! We in the studio, man.
No, then hit that drawer. It's one of them drawers.
Jason, find the markers, please. Let's do this thing.
All right. Who wants to go first?
Adams.
All right, great.
Let me know how many points each question
said
is.
Adams.
Each question is 1 point.
Oh, my fault. Go ahead.
All right. First question. In what state of matter are molecules most tightly packed together? Is it A, liquid, B,
gas, C, liquid, D, plasma.
Said liquid twice, though.
You said liquid twice.
You did.
And are you smarter than me?
I'm not. That's why I'm doing the questions. In what state of matter are molecules most tightly packed together? A, liquid, B, gas, C, solid, D, plasma.
I'm going to say solid.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's correct.
Thank you.
That's 1 point. That's 1 point. That's Thank one you. Point.
Hey, maybe I do got this.
I gotta get the soundboard.
Okay. Maybe we got to get the soundboard right, but we good.
Okay. Don't let him down, Malcolm.
You killing it? Go ahead. Got 1 point.
All right. All right. 1 point for Adams. All right. This subject.
I didn't show.
My bad. I didn't even do the subject. This subject is history.
Why?
It's the first subject.
You got this. This is an easy one.
Math.
You got this one. It's easy. Okay. Who was the first president of the United States? Is it A, Thomas Jefferson, B, George Washington, C, Abraham Lincoln, D, John Adams?
Hey, look at me. I'm the hint.
No, you're not.
Okay.
I don't remember what the choice was, but it was George Washington.
That is correct.
Nice, nice.
The quarter.
Nice.
The quarter.
Yeah.
You're not outdoing me on Talk to Me Nice. This is Talk to Me Nice.
So that's 1-1.
Not okay. The Adams and Sears show.
Okay.
That's 1-1. That's 1-1.
Or Desire to Talk.
Third question.
You don't like being called Desire, so. Ooh,
third question.
Branding.
Okay.
It is geography.
Oh, damn it.
What is the capital city of France? Is it A, London, B, Berlin, C, Paris, D, Madrid?
Hey, look at me.
No.
I'm the hint.
Say the options one more time, please.
A, London. B, Berlin.
That's the one.
C, Paris.
That's the one.
D, Madrid.
Capital of France?
Capital of France. Capital Berlin. City of France.
Paris?
Berlin.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now. That answer is correct.
Woo! Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay.
You know what's crazy? He said geography. I'd be like geography, geometry.
Geometry.
Geology.
Yo, confuse yourself, dog. You say it so much.
Confusing the hell out of me.
All right. This subject is math.
Why?
My God is good.
My God is good.
What is the product of 7 and 8?
I hate when they.
Is it A, 56? B, 54.
Hey, that's the one.
C, 60. D, 58.
Actually, it might be the last one.
56.
Hey. Well, that is correct.
Incorrect. I hate when they say the product.
Yeah, I was like, just say times.
Like, what is just that? Say times, bro.
What's 8 times
just
seven?
Say what's 7 times 8, times eight bro.
All right.
Well, what's 7 times 8? What's 8 times 7, then?
Come on. Someone's preaching.
Next question.
2-2.
Why is my heart racing?
Give him a hard one.
Hey, whoa.
Pause.
Yeah, step it up a notch.
No diddy.
Step it up a notch?
No. You can stay where you at.
Stay where you at.
Step it up.
This is fifth grade. This is fifth grade.
Step it up.
Six. Stay where you
this at. This one is science.
Ooh.
What planet is known as the red planet?
Oh, that's racism.
Come on. Can we go to like ninth grade?
Is it A, Mars?
There's a lot of red
B,
planets.
B, Venus. Venice? C, Jupiter. D, Saturn.
That's the one.
Right there.
A,
actually,
Mars.
Venus.
B, Venus. C, Jupiter. D, Saturn. The red planet. The red planet.
One more time, the question.
Oh, my gosh. Just answer the question.
We need a countdown what, next time.
Yeah. What planet is known as the red planet? A, Mars. B, Venus. C, Jupiter. D, Saturn.
You don't say B, bro.
You know what? I'm going to just say.
Don't play with me.
Venus.
Hold on.
Wait, no.
Nah,
that answer is...
No, Jupiter.
You were wrong again.
It's wrong.
It's
Mars. I thought Mars was blue, bro.
Well, he's down one. All right.
He's staying left back, folks. He's staying left back. He's got to do this.
We got to take a point away for thinking it was blue. Neptune is blue, dog.
Just cut that part out. My mom can't watch that.
She's like, I spent all that money for you to go to college.
I thought I came all the way over here to Rahway. This is what we do?
Send you back to Haiti.
All right. Oh my God. Wow. That's a lot.
All right. Well,
that's a lot.
Blue, dog?
Right. Well, this next one.
Not too much on me, please.
This is once again, this is fifth grade. So,
go ahead.
Yeah, this next subject is English language arts.
Ooh, I get the hard subjects.
You do.
No, you don't. Let me tell you why. What is the past tense of the verb run?
You are so racist. He gets a question like that.
Why
do
you
say
like ran?
Ran?
Is that's fifth grade for him?
Yeah, that's fifth grade. Is it A, runs, B, ran, C, runned, or D, running?
It's like the past tense of Ray Adam.
Hey, yo.
Past tense of what?
Nothing.
All right, he got that point. Well, he got that point. So Malcolm is up currently.
How?
3-2.
Did you mean to get that wrong?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, yeah. This is the comeback story.
It's convincing at all.
It's all for the plot.
This is the comeback story.
These are now worth. Can we go to like seventh grade?
Yeah.
But why don't we slow your roll, please?
These are worth now 2 points.
Are you sure you want to do 2 points?
Let's change it up.
Yeah. All right, cool.
I'm sorry, Jason. Are you playing?
Question. This question is worth 2 points. The subject is history.
Is this eighth grade?
Which country? It is not. Which country was the first to land on the moon?
What? Say that again.
Which country was the first planet to land on the moon? What? Is it A, United States? B, Soviet Union, C, China, or D, Japan?
You know, in my head, that was worded really differently. I kind of, never mind. Say the options again.
A, United States,
here forever,
B, Soviet Union, C, China, D, Japan.
I'm going to just say the U.S. because I feel like we did it first.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, that's my final answer.
All right, that's correct.
Why are you looking at us?
I was looking for any signs of like.
Yeah, any signs of hope.
Yeah,
you
know what I'm saying?
All right, Adams is up by one.
Woo! Yeah.
He's up by one.
B4.
All right.
Pinky's crazy.
The next one is math, once again. But it's fifth grade math. If you have 10 apples and you give 3 away, how many apples do you have left?
Now, if you have 10 apples.
Now, Jimmy, like, if you have 10 apples.
If you had 10 apples.
Yeah. And you gave 3 away.
That kid was like, 16.
How the hell did you get more apples?
I'm about to hurt him. Then the dad came over. He said,
calm down. You crying.
If you had 10 apples and you gave away 3, how many you have? 18? Oh my God.
Go ahead.
I love these questions for you.
So 10 apples, took 3 away. How much do you have left? Is it A, 5, B, 7, C, 8, D, 6?
You said 7 was B?
I did say 7 was B.
B7, bingo.
Hey, that's correct.
Yes, sir.
I'm still up.
Now he's up.
No, he is up now.
Wait,
it's
what?
So
this will be the last round, but we got to go up in the category. Or we got to go up in the skill
difficulty.
Level. Yeah. This will be the last round.
So what's the score like? What's the score now?
It's
5-4.
5-4. So we have 3 more questions.
Okay.
The last question will be the bonus question, and I'll make that 5 points.
Ooh. So still worth 2 points here.
So this is still these are still worth 2 points.
I need the music.
I got you.
They got me. Yeah.
Not that it faded in.
We're here.
We're back in it.
The next question. Adams, are you ready?
Don't slip, dude.
All right. This subject is geography. Once again,
I'm not good with it though.
Not good. It's just simple math though.
Which ocean is the largest?
No.
Is it A, Atlantic Ocean?
No.
B, Indian Ocean? C, Arctic Ocean? Or D, Pacific Ocean?
I don't even know the answer to that.
Pacific?
Is that your final answer?
Say the oceans again.
Atlantic,
you don't know
Arctic,
the oceans, dog.
Indian, Pacific.
I'm going to say Pacific because I don't even know what anything is.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
And that is.
I'll pay you.
Woo!
I'll pay you.
About the man in the mirror.
Why are you bribing those?
I'll pay you.
I'll pay you.
Okay.
Woo! Praise God. Won't he do it?
Won't he
next
do it?
Question.
Won't he
will.
Won't he do it?
Mm. Next question. It is literature.
Oh my dick. He gets what ocean is the biggest. When did Alexander Hamilton write his memoir in 1922?
What month? Who wrote the famous play Romeo and Juliet? Is it A, William Shakespeare?
Seriously?
B, Mark Twain. C, Charles Dickens.
Dickens.
D, Jane Austen.
Twang.
Twang. Shakespeare.
He said Twain.
Is that
first.
Your final answer?
He said yes. Twain first.
Yes, Shakespeare.
All right.
William
That's correct.
Shatner.
That's correct.
William Shatner.
Can you switch the question?
Oh, won't he do it?
Can I get his question?
Well, won't he do it?
He will.
Well, this is the last question. This is for both of you.
Bonus.
This is the bonus.
It's for the winner.
Won't he do it?
It's for the bonus.
Well.
This is 5 points, remember. The question is.
I can't breathe.
What ancient civilization built in? Oh, sorry. What ancient civilization built the Machu Picchu? Yeah, complex in Peru.
Read that again.
Let me make sure I say that right.
Read it again.
What ancient civilization built the Machu Picchu complex in Peru?
I know this one.
Is it A, the Maya? B, the Aztecs? C, the Incas? Or D, the Olmec?
Can he go first?
Whoever wants to go first.
The Aztecs.
All right. And what's your answer, Adams?
Can you repeat the things again one time? I promise it's the last time.
A, the Maya. B, the Aztecs.
The Maya.
C, the Inca. Or D, the Olmec.
They built what?
They built
Machu Picchu.
In Peru, yes.
I'm going to say the Aztecs.
Is your final answer the Aztecs?
Yeah.
All right. That is incorrect.
It's A.
Was it the Mayans? I thought the Mayans was in...
It was not. It was the Incas.
It's the Incas.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought it was the Mayans.
Because the Aztec, I was like, when I thought about it, I think Aztec is in Mexico. Mayan is somewhere over in Greece, over there. I was thinking that. Inca, yeah.
Wow, well, I thought it was the Mayans. Well, the Mayans were the...
The Mayans are the ones that got lit up by a volcano.
Yeah, okay.
The words that we use.
for real.
Got lit up.
They got packed up.
They got packed up.
Packed up. God. By that volcano.
Well, Mally did win that, so
wow.
Congratulations. You won a car.
I don't think that's the right.
That's right.
All right, that's the end of Are You Smarter Than the Fifth Grader? Mally won.
Yeah. Now get off my
He's
show.
Undefeated.
It was rigged.
Mally's undefeated.
Wow.
He's rigged.
Want to know?
It's rigged.
It's rigged, obviously.
It's rigged?
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Fire.
With that being said, I have one more game for you guys. This is top 10 most common gym pet peeves.
You have to guess
peeves.
Them?
You have to guess them.
Mm. Oh, not racking weights.
Okay.
Okay.
Body odor.
Wait, hold on. You got to say one at a time.
Calm the hell down.
Sorry.
Can I get a thought?
Sorry.
Well, what was the first one?
Not racking the weights.
Yeah.
Okay, which one? Which number is that, Will?
There's no number. There's just like 10. That's the most.
But is it on there?
Yeah, it's on here.
Okay.
Yeah, now racking weights is up there. What was the other one you said?
Body odor.
Yeah, that was up there too.
Hogging a machine.
That's also up there. There we go.
Jason.
Loud music.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Like if the gym music is too loud?
No, like their headphones is loud.
Mm. Or they bring a speaker. You know, just being ignorant.
That's crazy. Bringing the speaker to the gym?
Yeah, it's ignorant. Yeah, it's ignorant. Ignorant.
Texting while working out.
That one's not up there.
Okay. Recording yourself.
That one's also not up there, but that
I'm sorry, is that something you're trying to say?
I think the way you do it is different than the way other people
do it. Yeah, you do it and you're done. You'll just do the 5 seconds.
Like, they set up a camera in the walkway.
And their
on the
whole
machine.
Workout is recorded. The whole workout.
Not wiping down the machines.
There we go.
Nice. Mm.
That's another one.
Gym being dirty.
That's also not up there.
Stinky locker rooms?
Not up there.
That's crazy. It should be. Planet Fitness?
Not asking. Like, just stepping in without asking.
Yeah, yeah, that one. Unsolicited advice. Just come up to you.
Mansplaining.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many is that?
That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We got 4 more.
What about the dudes who don't wear towels in the locker room?
What about dudes that's being shirtless?
No, I'm talking about bucket naked in the locker room. It's like, come on, dog.
No, that's not up there.
No.
That should definitely.
That's
pretty wild how they do be doing
like,
that.
I see why you upset.
It's like, what? It's
like, my stomach bubbling.
He said, ooh,
I see why you upset.
Whipping in there is wild after when I think about it. Like, look at that and then say that.
I feel like this doesn't bother me, but I feel like it might be on there, and that's slamming weights.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, loud grunting.
Loud grunting.
Screaming.
Oh! Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see that?
Oh,
that
grown
video
folks
of the guy out. Screaming?
Yo.
I would annoy the hell out of
you. Yeah.
So we have 2 left?
Yeah.
Mm. Improper gym wear?
Women?
Huh? What was that about? Was it clear? Cover your mouth. One more time. We just didn't hear you.
That's wild. I'ma just say improper use of equipment. That's what they put. It's like people that's trying to use the leg thing and they're using their arms in place of it.
Copy.
Preparing for a zombie apocalypse. Got it.
Copy.
And the last one is loud phone calls.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I said that. Yeah, I'm almost done with my set.
On speaker. What? Letting everybody know the conversation.
Yeah.
Fast.
I can see that. Annoying. I can see that.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
Gym annoyances, man.
Every one of those hit home for Adams.
The one that really hits home is not racking the weights.
Mm.
Because I used to work for Blink. I used to be an assistant manager over there like years ago, back in the days of my youth. And I was in the Perth Amboy location.
Because you're 30 now, right?
You're kind of loud. I'm not 30.
Yeah.
But you're loud too.
You turned 30 this year.
You're loud.
Again, do you like sharing my government information for the world to?
That's public information.
Okay, it's not public to everybody. Okay.
I mean, your Instagram
Send
name
the
is
guy's
your full
on social
name.
Media. Yeah, you're on social media like crazy.
Your first and last name is your Instagram.
Your literal headshot is on Google.
I used to work at Blink.
Aren't you on
IMDb.
Yeah, IMDb.
Yeah, exactly. Could just
that shows your age.
Your date of birth right there.
It doesn't show my age. No, people tried to look it up and it wasn't there. It's not there. I'm
your
a ghost.
Age on Facebook?
I'm a ghost on social media.
No, Facebook?
Such cap.
Except for Facebook. I got to take out my Facebook. Anyway, I used to work at Blink and nobody would rack the weights. Nobody. Mm-hmm. And when they did rack the weights, the 30 pounds would be at the 100 pound section and the 100 pound section would be at the 20 pound section. And I'm just like, I'm sorry. I just don't know if they ever heard of this thing called
geography.
Reading.
Oh. Okay.
Sure. Yeah. Geography of
geometry.
The weights. Of the, yeah. But like, I'm just like, yeah, that to me is geology. Like my biggest pet peeve ever.
You racking weights.
Not okay. Racking the weights. Like, and put them where they belong.
Mm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
My God.
Mm-hmm. Like, put them where they belong. You know what I'm saying? Like, you would have, like, the 45s on top of the 10s, on top of the 35s, on top of the 5s. I'm like, what's going on here? Like, who's angry?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Just dropping them.
But you don't really have that problem, though. You got like you go to like a private gym.
Yeah. I go to private gyms now.
Yeah, money. Yeah.
Private gyms now. I don't really.
Don't you got the key too?
I don't really do.
Big money.
Yeah, famous guy.
I'm not gonna say I have the key, but I do have access to the gym whenever. You know,
that's big money.
Celebrity.
I can't remember the last time I had to wait for a machine. Oh my god.
Wow.
But I'm not bragging though. It's just.
But hey,
the certain lifestyle that.
Speaking of weights, wait, stop, look and watch. It's another episode of Talk to Me Nice.
Yeah, better with the transition.
Talk to me nice. I like that.
Hey, it's been another episode of Talk to Me Nice. You already know the vibes. It's been your boy, Mally K. You can follow me on all social media platforms at MALII_KAY.
It's your boy Will with the visuals, and it's I am Will_visuals. One more time, I am Will_visuals.
And it's your boy Jason Jordan. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Jason Jordan Music. Check me out.
And my name is Adams this year on all of my social media platforms. Thank you.
And he hates your dog.
Wow.
It's been Talk to Me Nice. Talk to Me Nice. And we're out.
Wow. He hates all dogs.
I don't hate them.
He turns them into Kung Pao chicken.
Wow. Wow.
He broils them.
Wow.
He likes goldfish because he eats them.
Okay.
What a way to end the episode. And he hates dogs. That's crazy.
You should have said pets, but that's fine. Oh, wait. Is this a recording? Is this still recording?
Let's clip that last one.
Clip that.
Wait, no.
Wait, is it recording? Oh, my God. I'm cooked. No. Oh, my God, I'm cooked.
Jason.
Yeah.
Jason, you can keep that ending.
Yeah, I got you.
He's like, yeah, he hates dogs. Is this still recording?
That's it. I got you.